This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. The cattle and swine markets are trying to stay above the moving averages. We'll have more right after this.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut, but with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
AgMarket.net hedging strategist Caden Sweeney said the cattle markets have been sitting above the moving averages, which is providing support to the marketplace.
We're still over the 10-day and the 20-day moving averages, which, as I seem to talk about a lot, especially in the cattle and livestock as a whole markets, I think those averages matter a lot. And so the cattle markets, both on top of those averages, those will be support for now, have continued to be for the last couple of weeks. So I think cattle-wise, you could feel fairly secure that we've got a pretty good bottom in, and we'll look to continue to rebound off of that.
Things are about the opposite in the hog complex, though, as lean hog prices have not yet been able to break above those averages.
But again, kind of the opposite side of the coin from the cattle markets, hog market has broken below those 10 and 20 day moving averages, and that's kind of offered resistance to this market recently. I think that's going to continue. If you're looking for a rally, you want to see that market get through those moving averages, and it just has not been able to recently. So until we do, I think those averages are going to continue to hold, coming in there, take over 175, 176 area on April.
For producers who are looking to potentially catch some profits in the current marketplace, Sweeney said it's all about knowing what your costs of production are and setting goals to get above your break-even level.
I think a producer, in this case a cattle producer, has to be pretty aware of costs coming in and where he's at profitability-wise. If he's profitable, obviously we want to do something to lock that profit in, just in case something would happen again to where we'll go back down and visit the lows. And if he's not profitable yet, we at least need to have some targets out there to where if we do get a pop in this market, we're getting orders filled and so forth. Also some things we can do option-wise to kind of help massage that and improve.
For Money Matters, I'm Riley Smith.